The Atlas of Flavor. Audio narration. The Atlas of Flavor. Chapter 1 of the World Cooking Systems Atlas. Available as a free PDF. The chapter sets out a single argument. Flavor is not one thing. It is 7 distinct axes that a cook can move independently. Most cooking problems described as something is missing are not missing ingredients. They are missing axes. One of the 7 is silent, or too loud, or in the wrong moment. Once a cook can name them, the diagnostic moves from intuition to language. The 7 axes. The chapter names 7 and gives each one a working role rather than a definition. Salt is the multiplier, not just a flavor of its own, but the lever that makes every other axis louder. A dish with the right ingredients and the wrong salt tastes flat. A dish with modest ingredients and well-placed salt tastes built. Acid is the brightener, the axis that pulls a dish from heavy toward alive. Lemon at the end of a stew, vinegar in a chimichurri, the yogurt next to a curry, all the same axis, doing the same job at different volumes. Fat is the carrier. Aroma compounds are mostly fat-soluble, which is why a sauce reduced without enough fat tastes thin, even when it is correctly seasoned. Fat does not just add richness, it lifts the smell of everything else in the pan, into the air, where the eater can find it. Aroma is the volatile signal, the axis that lives in the nose, not the tongue. Almost everything we call flavor is actually aroma. The tongue only handles 5 tastes. The axis splits into 3 release windows: raw, cooked, and finishing. Most aromatic failures are timing failures, not quantity failures. Heat is the releaser, not temperature for its own sake, but the catalyst that triggers the other axes: Maillard reactions, fat rendering, aromatic volatilization. Too little heat and the axes never wake. Too much and they burn past their working window. Texture is the dimensional layer, the thing the tongue and teeth register, separate from taste. Crunch against soft, creamy against bright, the small contrast that turns a flat dish 3-dimensional. And memory is the cognitive frame, the least often named, the most often felt. The reason a dish that is technically correct can still feel wrong if it does not match the eater's mental image of what that dish is. The flat taste diagnostic. Once the 7 axes are named, the chapter walks through the something is missing diagnostic. The cook tastes, asks the 7 questions in order. Is the salt in place? Is the acid in place? Is the fat carrying? Is the aroma reading? And locates which axis is silent. The fix is almost never to add more of everything. The fix is to find the silent axis and turn its volume up by 1 increment. The chapter argues that most home cooks already do this intuitively, so the diagnosis happens out loud and can be repeated next time. How different cuisines build flavor? The chapter also shows how the same 7 axes are weighted differently across kitchens. A French sauce relies heavily on fat and acid. A Thai dressing relies on salt and acid in balance, with aroma carried by herbs rather than reductions. A Japanese broth relies on umami and texture, with restraint on every other axis. None of these is the right answer. They are different arrangements of the same 7 levers. 8 worked examples close the chapter. Alio e olio, banh mi, bibimbap, salade niçoise, and 4 others, each diagnosed through the 7-axis lens. The point of the worked examples is not to teach those 8 dishes. It is to show what the diagnostic looks like in motion, so the reader can run it on their own dishes the next evening. What this audio is, and what to do next? This audio is the page that introduces the chapter. The chapter itself is the next step. It is about 5,800 words, available as a free PDF, A4 print friendly, no email signup required. There is a separate audio of the chapter on the audio library page for listeners who would rather hear it than read it. If the 7-axis framework already feels useful from this short introduction, the chapter spends most of its length on the worked examples and the flat taste diagnostic. If a particular axis felt obvious and another felt unfamiliar, the chapter explains the unfamiliar one in depth. Either way, the move is the same. Download the chapter, try the diagnostic on tomorrow's dinner, and see whether the missing axis becomes nameable.